Hey, what's up? Hope you're doing well. Welcome back to the Victory with Vaj podcast. Happy Friday to you. Well, it's Friday when I'm recording this. So with that being said, I thought I'd give you some tips, some tricks to help you stay on track with your nutrition, stay on top of your fat loss goals during the weekend, because the weekend is tough, right? The weekend's awesome, right? It's time to relax, maybe go out, have fun. But I will say this is where a lot of people lose their progress. It's hard to... the answer isn't to just like stay at home all weekend and like, oh, you know, stay at home, eat all your meals. We'll get into it. But like, basically, you can still have a life and enjoy your life while staying on track, right? While staying on top of your fat loss goals. It's just going to require some conscious effort. I personally think you can't just really skate by and see the results you want to see. Now, some people, they have no problem with the weekends. Like, the weekends are fine for them. They treat it like a weekday, right? But for a lot of people, that's not the case, right? If you're a parent, if you're someone who, you know, wants to hang out over the weekend, here's the thing. Like, not everyone is going to have the same health goals as you. Not everyone's going to be on the same page. They're out there having a good time, having fun. They're getting seconds and thirds. They're doing the mimosas. They're doing all these things, right? And they're not being as mindful, but like, that's them, right? You got to remember, this is you. This is your journey. Like, you are an adult. You can make those decisions. It's tough to do, right? Like I say, your environment is working against you. You're going to be challenged. You're going to run into a roadblock. Life is going to throw you a curveball. The weekends are tough. I'll say it again. Your friends and family aren't going to have the same goals as you. They're not going to try to be mindful of their portions and their calories. They're not going to try to probably get your steps in and all these things that we're going to talk about. But like, going into the weekend, you got to have a plan, right? You have a plan Monday through Thursday. Make a plan Friday through Sunday. And I'm not saying you got to have every single meal prepped and you got to have like everything 100% written down and like you got to stick to it 100%. Of course not. But like, you need to at least have a rough idea of what your weekend is going to look like. So my first tip to you is, let's say you prep your ingredients and your meals on Monday through Thursday, prep something for the weekend. Like, have some sort of protein source in the weekend. Like, I know for me, what I'll do sometimes is, even if it's something frozen, but like, I'll cook up just a pound or two or you know, a couple pounds of like some sort of lean meat, right? Ground turkey, chicken, beef, fish, whatever it is. Like, cook it up and just have it in the Tupperware over the weekend. So that way you can build some meals around it. And that way, over the weekend, when you open up the fridge and you open up the pantry, there's some healthier options available. There's some more filling options available. And you aren't just going for the chips, going for the snacks. And that's something that I would recommend, highly recommend, is planning ahead and having some food stocked up. Something. Just having something there. Like, even if it's some sort of frozen option in the freezer, if you're feeling lazy this weekend, like, something that you can microwave and eat, like, that's going to be better than just saying, you know what, screw it, I don't have anything to eat, I'm just going to go and get takeout, I'm going to get DoorDash, I'm going to go out and eat a pizza. Like, not saying you can't have those things, of course you can, but if you're trying to stay on top of your goals, let's say your calories are 1800, like, it's going to be hard to just do whatever you want and eat however much you want, because let's be real here, you could absolutely crush it Monday through Thursday, and Friday, Saturday, Sunday comes along and you could overdo it with your calories. And I really don't want you to do that. All right. Like, I don't want you to ruin all your hard-earned progress. That's the most frustrating thing, right? Like, you're on top of it for 4 days and then the weekend comes and you're like, ugh, I'll just start again on Monday. So that's the first thing I would say is prep some sort of food ahead of time. Just have it in your fridge, in your freezer. Have something get convenient options. If you don't want to cook up something, like, just get some protein shakes and get some beef jerky and get some protein, like get some protein powder, like do some overnight oats, something, like start your day off with a nice protein-packed breakfast. And also another thing there is, if you are going to go out to eat, if you are going to go out hang out with friends, I recommend eating something before. Like eat some sort of protein, like eat a meal, eat a balanced meal before. If you go into an event, you go into a restaurant, you go into a social outing, and you are starving, and there's all that delicious food around, of course, what do you think is going to happen, right? You put two and two together, your stomach's rumbling, and you haven't ate all day because you're trying to save your calories, and then you show up to that event, and you're like, Yeah, I'm gonna eat everything in sight. Screw it, right? Like that's what happens when you restrict yourself way too much. You end up overeating or even binging, and that really sucks. And like, I want you to minimize that. And there's some strategies that you can do. But yeah, I would say just plan ahead. Like when you're going out to eat, like you can just take a look at the menu, right? I know not every single place has a menu online, but if they have a menu online, maybe just take a peek at it and be like, you know what? Let me see what I want. Like, okay, do they have some lower calorie options? Do they have something with protein? Maybe they have something with chicken. Maybe you could sub aside for some sort of fruit or veggie or potato or whatever it is. Like, and of course, if it's not too complicated, maybe you can make some substitutions if they're okay with that. Don't give them a hard time or anything. But I'm sure if you're polite with it, like they can make some substitutions. And don't be afraid to ask, right? Like I said, don't make it too complicated. Don't make it too crazy for them. But I think like you're gonna be okay. Like if you go out to eat and you want to be mindful, and here's the thing, if you're going out to eat over this weekend, I'm gonna be real. It's not realistic to assume that you can have some of the bread and the butter, an appetizer, an entree, a dessert, and drinks for one of your meals. Like, let's be real here. You're probably not gonna be able to get away with that, right? So you gotta choose the one you actually want. Like, do you really need a bread basket, appetizer, drink, another drink? Do you need the entree on top of the dessert, on top of the. Like, you probably don't, right? Like, of course you want to, of course. But, like, if you're really thinking about, like, okay, I got a goal I want to reach. I want to stop spinning my wheels. I want to stop waking up every Monday and, like, just knowing that I don't have any progress to show for and I lost all my progress. You're just gonna have to be mindful. Like a couple things is like another thing is with drinks, right? That's another tip I can give you. Like alcohol, I know it's a big barrier for a lot of people. Like it's an obstacle you gotta work through. If you're planning on drinking, of course you can have a drink and stay on top of your goals, but you are gonna need to be mindful as heck, because it's not necessarily the calories that are in the drink that you need to be mindful of. Of course, alcoholic drinks have calories, but and for that, I would say if you are drinking, stay safe. And of course, if there's any like diet mixtures you can get instead of a regular Coke, you can get like a Diet Coke or like some sort of vodka water instead of tonic, you know, like or like a gin and water, gin and soda water instead of tonic, like something to save some calories with, like trying to go like for the sugar-free options. That can help you save some calories as well. I think it's important to understand you're not going to be perfect with all this stuff, but it's good to have some sort of plan. Like if you just try to wing it every weekend, you're not going to be where you want to be, right? Like that's something we tell our clients all the time in our Conquer 90 program. You've been winging it your entire life. It's not working out. Like you have to have some sort of plan going into the weekend. You could go the route of being a hermit and just sitting at home and doing nothing and eating out of your Tupperware. Like, yes, technically you could do that and reach your goals, but here's the thing, like that's not gonna teach you anything down the road. Like my goal on this podcast, my goal on my social media is to help you live a healthy lifestyle, right? And have a good understanding of nutrition, but also make it fit your life and your schedule and your just your lifestyle in general. And I want you to be able to have a life while being conscious and health conscious, right? That's the most important thing to me is I don't want you to be a robot with all this. So when you hear people be like, yeah, just like prepare all your meals and bring your Tupperware to the meals and bring your scale to the restaurant, it's like, no, you're not doing, like, I don't want you to do any of that stuff. Like, I want you to be a real human who could go out, have a good time, not be too focused on the food. And guys, like, if you're struggling with this, you're not going to get it down your first weekend, even your third weekend. Like, you're not just gonna get this down overnight, okay? But it's important that just like anything, right? Nothing good comes easy. Just like anything, it takes patience. It takes to build a habit up. It takes time. It takes effort. It takes you showing up. And I promise you right now, like if Friday night doesn't go your way, it doesn't mean Saturday and Sunday are a wash. Saturday morning doesn't go your way. You have a scone, you had a donut with the kids. It does not mean you say screw it for lunch and dinner and Sunday as well. Okay, and I know here in the US we got a long weekend coming up, so it could be a good time to, you know, just to kind of chat about like ways to navigate those social outings. But yeah, like if you're going out to eat, maybe there's a cookout, maybe there's some sort of event that you're going out to this weekend. I know summer's coming up here in the States, in North America. So if you are doing that, like I would say it's just like one thing is like go on a walk or like get a workout, like move your body this weekend. Like I'm not saying, oh, you got to earn your food. Oh, you got to burn your... It's like, no, like just do it because you want to feel good. And of course, like let's not excuse the fact that it does burn calories. Like, of course, it helps you have your maintenance calories higher. You got a little bit of wiggle room. Now, of course, I'm not saying, oh, just burn a whole bunch of calories so you can eat as much as you want. Nope, I'm not about that. You already know that. But I am saying, like, if you don't stay active from Friday to Sunday, that's still 2.5-3 days of the week. Like, ideally, I want you to be staying active every day. You don't have to be hitting your step goal every single day of the month. But over the weekend, like, if it's nice out, if it's getting sunnier out, if it's warmer out, like, maybe wake up in the morning and get a nice little walk and start your day. Start your day off with a win, right? That will help you kind of keep that ball rolling, keep that momentum up. Versus, let's say you don't do any activity from Friday to Sunday to Monday. Getting back on it on Monday, it's going to be tough, right? But like if you have some sort of continuance, right, like throughout the weekend and you're staying on top of everything, then Monday is going to be a seamless transition. It's not going to be like, oh, I got to restart, right? That's why it's important to keep going with your habits, right? Like I always tell everyone, it's like the habits we talk about, protein and sleep and water and fruits and veggies and being mindful when eating, like all these things, they don't just apply for the weekdays, they apply on the weekends as well. And like I said, like that's something we talk about with our clients, and like that's something I talk about with you, is there's no magical solution to all this. Like it really comes down to how can you be mindful around food? How can you make sure that you are not using food to cope with anything? You're not using food to mask any emotions or... Look, I'm not saying food is just fuel. Like, that's BS. Like, food is more than fuel. Of course it is. But when you are trying to lose weight, you need to make some sacrifices. Like, that's as simple as, okay, like, okay, real talk, I'm just going to, hey, if you've spent years and years eating in a calorie surplus and you've gained body fat that you don't want, now what happens is you need to spend some time eating less, eating fewer calories, to burn off that body fat. That's the only thing you have to do. That's the only thing you can do if you want to lose body fat. I'm not saying you have to lose body fat, but I'm saying if you're listening to this podcast, you're probably on a mission to either maintain or trying to lose a little bit of weight, right? Or a lot of weight. Like I don't know how many pounds you're trying to lose. But either way, you're going to have to make some sacrifices. You are an adult, right? It's not easy. Maybe it wasn't how you were brought up about being mindful over the weekend with food. Maybe you aren't used to being mindful at a restaurant. Like, again, you're not going to be perfect with this stuff. Like, when I first started out, like, I really struggled with going out over the weekend because I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't know the calories. Oh my gosh, I don't know. How am I going to track this? How am I going to... It's like, just pick something, like, with some protein. Like, and you know, if... And when you're going out to eat, like... You don't, like I said it before, you don't need the bread basket and the chips and salsa and the drinks and the dessert. You can have a little bite of each, you know, like try a little bit, but like you don't need to fill your plate with all of it. Like if you are stuffed at the end of a meal, chances are you overate. Like let's be real, right? It depends on what you ate, but let's be real, like the restaurant foods out there, oils and the butters, everything they're using to make the food taste delicious, yeah, it's not low calorie. Right, unless you're going to some low-calorie restaurant. That sounds pretty cool if there'd be like a macro-friendly restaurant. I know some places are good with that nowadays, but, you know, mom-and-pop places, they don't have the calories and the nutrition facts, and that's okay. Like, I want you to be able to sit with that and be able to enjoy your meal, not get anxious about not knowing how many calories are in something, okay? It's important to live your life how you want to live it, but also... You need to have some boundaries. You need to set yourself up where you're going to see progress. Like, because the weekend is like the toughest part. That tough little stretch, those few days. If you can get out of there and you can get out of there unscathed, right? With minimal, you know, I don't want to call it damage, but like, you know, for lack of a better term, you can do it. All right. Another tip I have for you here about the weekend is making non-eating social plans. So, like, it's cool to hang out with friends and get a drink and go to the restaurant, but, like, maybe it's time to find some friends or find people who want to do stuff that isn't food-related, like going on a bike ride or doing an art class or, I don't know, you know, meeting up for a coffee or just going on a walk and enjoying some nature. Maybe going to a museum. I don't know, maybe even doing a workout class. Maybe even doing some sort of, I don't know, disc golf, sport, any sport you want. Like doing something, right? Like, doesn't necessarily mean you have to do something to move your body, but finding a hobby or an activity that like takes your mind off the food. Because if you are just around food and you're thinking of food, what do you think is going to happen? Right? Like, it's not a great combo, right? Like, if you're hungry, you're thinking of food, you're around food, everyone else is eating the food, you're like, oh, well, I got FOMO, might as well eat, right? It's like, you can eat, I want you to eat, but you don't need to eat more than you need. And at the end of the day, you already know, if you are not seeing the progress you want to see, it means you got to do an audit, you got to do a check of like, what's going on, all right? Like, where can I make some adjustments? How are my weekends stopping my progress? Oh, okay, I had those three or four drinks, I should have just had maybe one or two and stuck with it. Oh, well, after those drinks, I went out, had a burrito, maybe I had some fries, maybe I had this, had that, and it added up, right? Oh, maybe on Saturday night, I said, screw it, right? And then on Sunday, I said, screw it as well. I'll just get back to it on Monday. Maybe that stopped your progress. Okay, I already said this before, but just because Friday night or Saturday doesn't go your way, doesn't mean you gotta wait till Monday. Please do not wait till Monday to get back to it. You are always one meal away from getting back to your routine, okay? Don't miss twice. James Clear, Atomic Habits author. He says, just don't miss twice. Like, okay, Saturday night, didn't have the best meal, right? Maybe went overboard. Sunday morning, get back to your normal, balanced, high-protein meal. Like, start your day off well. Like, you are in control. You have the power. I promise you, you do. I mean, shoot, even almost every convenience store nowadays and gas station, you can get a Fairlife shake for 40 grams protein or some sort of protein shake, protein bar, and a fruit. Like, something, like, yeah, is that what you want, right? Not necessarily, but, like, sometimes you're going to have to eat something, like, you're going to have to eat stuff that fits your goals and not necessarily fits your food palate. Like, let's say brunch, right? French toast, mimosas, and all the eggs Benedict and biscuits and gravy. Yeah, that stuff is great. But, like, let's be real here. For years and years, we've been eating like that. We need to chill for a little while we lose this body fat. There's just no way around it. Like, I don't want to sugarcoat it. And that's just how I feel. Like, I got empathy, of course. It's tough. Right, trust me, I know it's tough to have to say no to food, say no to seconds or thirds. It's not easy to do, but if you have a specific goal in mind, you need to be more diligent, more mindful. And if you're okay with your progress being slower, if you're okay with not seeing those consistent results, like if you're okay with the process taking longer simply because you're going to have maintenance weekends and days, that's okay, right? Maybe those weekends can be maintenance. But it's important for it to be maintenance and not huge calorie surplus days that are going to offset your Monday through Thursday progress. Okay, there's a huge difference there. So another tip I have for you over the weekend is still track your food. If you're logging your food right now, Monday through Thursday, I want you to still track your food Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Be honest with yourself. It's hard to see, like even if it's something maybe you didn't want to have and you had too many, still track it, still log it. Be honest with yourself. Like, see how you can make because it's simply data. The more data you have, the better you can change things around. You can look at it objectively and be like, okay, well, I had 4,000 calories on Saturday. Maybe I didn't need 8 Oreos. Maybe I didn't need 4 glasses of wine, whatever it is. Like, be honest with yourself and evaluate and be like, okay, next weekend, I'm going to do this differently. It's just like any other plan, right? It's just like sports, right? Like, if you're a coach, like if you're doing the same thing over and over again, if you're a player doing the same thing over again, you're not going to see results. You're probably going to keep losing, right? Something needs to change. You need to make adjustments. It's just like in life. You need to make adjustments if things aren't going your way. Yes, I know that you're not in control of every single thing. But if you're an adult and you're listening to this, for the most part, you are in control. I don't think anyone is tying you down and telling you to eat. If that's the case, that's crazy. And I hope you get out of that situation. That sounds miserable. But yeah, like, still track your food, do your best, be honest. Because if you're lying to yourself, you're lying to yourself, you're not going to see the progress you want, and you're probably going to start blaming other things, right? When at the end of the day, it's like, you probably know, okay, maybe I shouldn't have been doing that, right? Like, maybe I should have been more mindful here and there, right? So track your food, even over the weekend. Another tip I have for you is don't ban certain foods, right? Make sure all foods fit. Like, you can have those treats. You can have those fun foods. You can have that pizza. You can have that. You can have this. Like, you can have these things. You just got to be mindful of your portions. So, like, if you're going out for ice cream, do you need 3 scoops with toppings, with a cone? No, probably not. And that would be upwards of maybe like 1,000-ish calories. It's like, if you want to get a single scoop and maybe one topping, right, and in a bowl, right, save some calories there. Like, it's all about compromise and making some adjustments. Like, this isn't, like, it's not realistic for me. I know nowadays I feel like people are like, yeah, just eat whatever and eat however much. Like, allow yourself to eat those foods. Of course. You should allow yourself to eat those foods. But when you restrict yourself, like, when you, okay, restricting yourself way too much is not good. But also, allowing yourself to eat however much you want and whatever you want, it could go too much leniency. And that's maybe not what you want. And I'm going to be real, like, you can go on that side. You could easily go on that spectrum, like, on that side of the spectrum of, like, okay, too strict versus too lenient, right? You don't want that, right? It's all about that happy medium. So it's like, stop saying you can't have certain foods. Stop saying you can't go out with your friends. You can do anything you want. You can eat whatever you want. You just need to be mindful of your overall portions, because not one specific food is just going to make you store body fat or prevent you from losing weight. No, not your insulin, not your carbs. You can eat carbs, okay? You are going to be okay. Like, you can eat these foods. You can have these foods with your family. You don't have to be eating out of a Tupperware. Please do not be taking Tupperwares out to the restaurant, to the social events, to a summer wedding. You can eat the food there. Like, if you're out with, you know, in a social outing, excuse me, you can always, like, see, hey, is there protein here, you know? Is there any salad? Is there any mixed greens? Is there some sort of, I don't know, like, is there some sort of fruit salad or regular salad? What is there that's going to be a bit more filling that I could put on my plate, right? Maybe I shouldn't put my plate, like, fill my plate up with all the desserts first, and then, you know, the mashed potatoes. Like, I mean, mashed potatoes might be kind of legit. Mashed potatoes are pretty filling. But yeah, like, see if there's any meats, like, you know, if you're allowed to eat meat, like, see if there's any of that. Put that on your plate, you know, fill up with some protein, right? That's important. Like when you're going out, or if you're doing some sort of cookout this weekend, if you're doing something, if there's a food there that it doesn't even taste good, you don't even like it, like, don't waste your calories on that. Like, I'm just going to be blunt, like, stop. Like, don't eat it just to eat it. Oh, like, I don't want to throw away my plate. Why not? I understand you don't want to waste food. But, like, do you think you're going to feel good knowing that you overate just to not waste some food and you're not going to see any progress? Then you're going to be frustrated. Then you're going to quit altogether. Then you're going to do some random keto diet. And then you're going to go back to step one. No. So, if you're full, if you're satisfied, throw away the plate. Seriously. You're going to be okay. You don't have to... You don't have to make anyone else happy by overeating, okay? You are an adult. You can make your decisions. It's not easy, okay? And this is coming from someone who used to eat 5,000-6,000 calories a day, no problem. Fast food once or twice a day, easy, no problem. Drinking all the sodas, drinking all the Yeah, drinking all the sodas and eating all the chips and eating everything, like no mindfulness at all. Like, you can make a change. I promise you can. You just got to trust in yourself. You got to have a plan. All right. And also, if you don't have a plan, if you're frustrated, you're not seeing progress, look, we do offer help with all this. Me and my team can help you out. All right. And it's not easy to do this alone. All right. But that's kind of where I want to stop things here. Right. So that's how to kind of stay on track during the weekend, give you out some tips. And I really hope you found this helpful. If you're listening to this, listening to me ramble about this stuff, it's kind of crazy that I have people listening to me. I appreciate you. Really, I do. So I hope you have a great Memorial Day weekend. And yeah, let me know if you found this podcast helpful. If you can just share it with one person, that would be amazing so I can help more people, because I love doing this. I have a passion for helping people do this because I understand what fat loss and what it did for me with my confidence and what it did for my health and what it did for my energy levels and everything and like my life. It changed my life, so I want to help change other lives too. So, hey, you got this. I appreciate you. If you need any help, you always know you can hit me up on Instagram, all right? So, have a good weekend, and we'll talk soon, all right? Peace.